Well, you don't have to go to the primary channel. Go to, you know, one of the, you know, one of the off channels and just see if it gives you a talk permit tone. And no big deal there. And you'll know it's, you know, but generally, I don't know how Tates work, but the Motorola's, you know, they'll immediately bonk and they'll let you know that they're not active. So you'd know, but I don't know if the Tate does that or not.
Yeah, well, I could figure it out easy, 50Com or something like that. Okay, very good. All right, enough of that subject. So, other than that, how'd your day go?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, in case it was convenient, it was a very good day. Tomorrow should be back to normal.
Bummer.
Yep, so all in all, it went pretty well. They went pretty quick. And I had a couple guys off, and we had a bunch of stuff we had to take care of. So it just was just busy enough to make the day go by and not so busy as to get crazy. So I played a little bit. I had a little time and real quick, like, programmed up my SL7550. I added in the Bro stuff, and I should test that. I'm close enough now to be able to work it.
Okay. You're going to have to, let's see here. Yeah, you're going to have to go to, well, yeah, if you go there, we can try it. So, and then also, too, I talked to tech support at Telewave today. The guy told me, he says, don't do all that measuring. It's not worth it. He says, cut the cables to 11.5 inches, and it's close enough. So they're at 12.5 inches now because they're so high, and it's exactly opposite of what you would think. So he says, just cut them to 11.5 inches and put them in, and he said, you're in good shape. He said, they'll be close enough. So got it right from the horse's mouth, so I'm going to do that tonight.